Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As part of this special series funded by the European Cultural Foundation, I am delighted to be working with artist and activist Isaiah Lopez to share exclusive first listens to his new project, Anthology Appendix. Anthology Appendix is a multimedia project centered around queer Black fiction and includes readings, rituals, discussions, and performances. Today's story is me and my old man. The love that they have for one person places two men, one a friend, the other a lover, in constant conflict with one another. While waiting to celebrate the achievements of a person they both love deeply, two people have the most honest conversation they've ever had. What are the unspoken words hiding behind half-hearted greetings, snide remarks, and silent displays of resolve? Me and my old man explores class, ageism, jealousy, and the secrets which often remain quietly kept, and is voiced by Isaiah Lopez.
Me and My Old Man by Isaiah Lopez, Titus, LJ, and Deshaun. Would you like some water? When did he leave? I'd say maybe about 20 minutes ago. He should have texted me. Why? What? You said he should have texted you. Why? I mean, I was here to let you in. Yeah, but if he's not here, he could have texted me and asked me to pick up the drinks. I don't know why he didn't just do that. Man, yeah? Nigga, is you for real? I try not to pay you no mind, but you didn't like me from jump, from day one. From the way you shook my hand, the way you half look at me. What is it about me? Why don't you like me? I know I shouldn't care, but why? You need to calm down. It's really not that serious. You're my best friend's man. I don't have to like you. So that's it. You don't like me. I don't even know you. Why do you care if I like you? I wouldn't care if you treated me with some, don't say respect. Please don't say that. You're going to sound just like the dad I never had. So that's it. It's not my business. But you have an opinion about it. Even if I did, so what? Shh. I'm gonna put it to you like this. You wouldn't have had no problems if I was driving a Benz, if I was also college educated, and if I was older and white. You the kind of person would have been fine with your friend hanging out with Stuart or Charlie or some other ivory boy. After all, ain't that what you like? I don't have to explain myself to you. I don't have to answer to you. I'm polite. I'm cordial. Shit, aren't you too old to care what someone almost half your age thinks about you? Ain't you just 5 years older than Deshaun? Shit, you old enough to be some little punk I would have been looking after in my neighborhood, talking about half your age. Okay, whatever. Let's just keep it cute. Like I said, I've been cordial. Call me a punk, talk about the guys that I date, tell me that they're white, like, whatever, man. I'm not dating you. Deshaun is. I didn't come here for this. Good, because I'm not Deshaun Step and Fetch It, and I ain't had to be here to let your ass in anyway. Good. Next time I'll just wait for Deshaun in the car then. Fuck I care. Seem like you're not happy, and you don't want Deshaun to be happy. Probably don't want no one to be happy. Is that it? Like I said, you still have feelings for him, don't you? If I wanted Deshaun, if I wanted him, then what? You know what? You know what happened with that. Look, I don't have a problem with you. If you're good to Deshaun, I'm gonna try to be good to you. You and I, we don't need to be best friends forever or some shit like that. Just treat him like he's supposed to be treated. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him like I did. Don't plan on doing that. Cause you're lucky. You're really fucking lucky. And you got me wrong. You don't even know how wrong you are. That's what's tragic. What you mean then? Forget it. He just texted me. Said he texted you too. He said he's on his way. Let's squash this. You know how he is, talking about chakras and saints and ancestors and shit. He's gonna know. He's gonna know that we were fighting. Yeah, you right, but what I want to know is, why was we fighting? I'm just a guy that loved your friend, and I don't know what he told you. He told me that he's scared. Scared? Mm-hmm. What'd he scare for? Tell me, please. I want to know. It's like when you're afraid because everything is good. I mean, everything. Like, maybe shit's not perfect, but he's looking around and everything is happening for him. His PhD, saving his mom's house, finding his dad's family. He quit smoking. It's like when you've been through all the things that we go through, and then he met you. And then you were another part of that goodness, I guess. But what don't you like about that? Why do you keep your distance from me? We ain't gotta be friends like you say, if that's what you want, but why it gotta be so hard between us? Why it gotta be like there's something wedged between us, like we at odds all the time, and we don't even speak. We don't even speak. You got it wrong, man. I don't care what you drive. I don't care what you do. Honestly, I just said the whole thing about you being a dad because I wanted to. Because you wanted to put me in check. Is that it? Yeah, maybe I did. I didn't want to talk to you about it. About this thing, whatever it is. Huh. About you not liking me. So I'm not sure I understand what exactly the problem is you got with me. Don't really know if you understand it. If it's not on account of me reading meters or being gray and... If that ship that you and Deshaun rode on done passed, what is it then? I smell funny, I look funny, I got an off sense of humor. I mean, what is it? Because these is some things I can fix. Maybe not the looks part, but, you know, at least I still got my hair. Deshaun done bought me new everything. Shit, he think I don't know he giving me a makeover. Tell me, what is it? What you want me to do? Tell me and I'll do it. No, Titus, that's just it. I can't tell you. I can't tell you what I want. That's the problem. But it's not your problem, and it's not Deshaun's problem. What could it be that you can't... Oh. Okay, I see. All right now, Dirty South, I'm back with the whiskey and I got everything else you said to get. Oh, look at you trying to look better than me, LeJean. Nice try, boo. You get in this kitchen and throw together that salad that you do. I got the broccoli, the cilantro, everything you need. Happy graduation to me. Dr. Jackson in the house. Dr. Jackson, I do like the way that sounds. I'm glad I done come home and you two haven't killed each other. It's been Mama watching over you in this house. I love you, Mama. So what did I miss? What have you two been up to? Tell me everything.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.